Karen?
Hi, Dr. Sherman. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just had an annual cholesterol check, and the doctor suggested I take lisinopril, and the doctor suggested that I add lodipine to help relax the muscle.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, otherwise I'm healthy. I just wonder, is there anything more natural to take than a medical drug?
Ah, yes, you're talking to the right person.
Good.
Now, when we look at blood pressure or high blood pressure as a symptom, and rather than a disease process. So there, you know, you typically aren't born with high blood pressure, and there's some kind of adaptation that occurs, and it could be something that happens over many decades even. So some people will have an increased blood viscosity, you know, in other words, the blood thickness is too much, and the heart says, oh, you know, I have to pound this blood through harder than I was really hoping for. So it keeps pumping a little bit harder. Now, normally when they add amlodipine, there's a little bit of arrhythmia going on. Could that be happening?
Well, she didn't mention that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
my blood pressure was like 152 over 83.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that means the diastolic isn't too bad. Are you taking it at home? I like to have people take it at home because it seems to be a more accurate reading rather than you know, going to the doctor's office right after you have been in traffic and you're all stressed. And
no, I was relaxed, and as far as I know.
Okay.
Because I had to wait a while. You know, you sit.
Yeah. Well, there are various causes. One, again, is the blood viscosity. Another can be a mineral imbalance. And one thing we look at is your potassium and sodium ratios, because if your sodium is high compared to the potassium, then that will pull more blood into the vessels, more fluid into the vessels. And, of course, your body will try and or your heart will have to pump that harder throughout your body. So, and the more, you know, the more resistance there is because of being overweight or...
Yeah, not overweight at all. No.
Okay, good. And I know Dr. Wright talks about the use of vitamin D. He's had really good luck with...
I take about 6,000.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
And I take,
so you got that covered.
I do the fish oil and the E with it, as he recommends.
Good. That will help keep the blood viscosity down and, you know, keep things moving. So that's a good sign. If you're averaging 150 over 80, you know, when the systolic goes up, it can be related to adrenal function. So, you know, and of course, one thing you might do is check your blood pressure even before getting out of bed in the morning and just seeing what it is then. If it's if it's high, then it's almost always due to adrenal overload or adrenal stress. So so that is something that you can treat with. There's a great product at the dispensary called Cortisol Manager. And that can be very calming, and if that is the issue around your high blood pressure, then that should definitely help. So it's got various natural substances like phosphatidylserine and holy basil, and those are very calming. But you can also do various lifestyle things. You know, you can do meditation, you can do forest bathing, it's called, where you go out into the woods and just hang out in the green, and it's incredibly relaxing. And
yeah,
and that's another way. Typically, we also check for heavy metals and early signs of insulin resistance. You know, if you're developing a gradual type 2 diabetes, sometimes that is part of the whole metabolic syndrome. That
I don't have any in my family, and I've always been lean, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah, a good test for that would just be a hemoglobin A1C would give us your average blood sugar over the last several months. And so that might be useful, too.
What's it called, hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin A1C. It's a blood test, and it's a better test than just checking your fasting glucose, because that can be, you know, kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I probably have a little stress. My husband died about 5 years ago, and I have a home and yard, and there's a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, and we, you know, at the Tahoma Clinic, we could definitely work with you and try and figure it all out, and hopefully we, you know, I like to get people to a point where you don't need the medicine anymore.
I would love that.
Yeah, you're, sometimes the blood pressure drops too low, so that would be a time to back off. But yeah, if you're already on two medications, and it's definitely time to...
Well, I haven't started the lidocaine yet.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to someone at the clinic before I started, and I thought, once you're on it, can you get off? She wanted me to try it for 2 weeks and then come back. It's about a 2.5 milligram start.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that it doesn't necessarily mean that. I think she's just testing to see if it's going to be working or not. But ultimately, why not get to the underlying cause of the high blood pressure and treat that? And, you know, then you'll always have that understanding of what's happening in your body.
Right. Well, so I should ask her about the balance of the sodium and potassium.
Yes. Sometimes we'll check people at the clinic to see where they're holding their water, you know, because we'd like to see a balance between the extracellular and intracellular fluids. If you have more extracellular than intracellular, then your heart is going to have to pump harder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually an electrolyte imbalance, you know, and potassium. Or, you know, a lot of people just don't eat enough vegetables, and that's where a lot of that potassium comes. So a little bit of juicing can make a big difference.
Juicing?
Uh-huh.
Like?
You know, having green drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Or just upping your vegetables can make a big difference, too. So.
Yeah, I do like vegetables. So.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, well, if I take the lidocaine for 2 weeks and go back, then would that be all right to try that now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm, you know, ultimately, it may take longer than 2 weeks to really see the underlying cause. But the problem with a lot of these medicines is it can be really fatiguing. And, you know, you end up taking naps and
I don't want to
a lot less energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I've had a few patients that were on like 4 or 5 blood pressure medicines, and you know, it's just obviously not working.
Right. No, I prefer not to be on any.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
Can you? I've heard Dr. Wright talk about giving blood, but I also heard that sometimes of people of a certain age, they won't take your blood. So does that always depend on your health?
Yes. Sometimes it depends on what medications you're taking and your hematocrit and how thick your blood is. But, yeah, that is an option, especially if we find your blood viscosity is on the high side. So, I would recommend working with a doctor at Tahoma Clinic who can figure all that out for you. So,
well, I mentioned this taking blood to the doctor, and she says, "Oh no, it doesn't work. That age is the factor." And I'm thinking, well,
yeah. Well, the blood vessels do become a little more stiff, you know, as we age. So she might be referring to that.
Well,
but
she said they become less elastic.
Right.
Is that the same?
That's the same, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so donating blood would only be a kind of a temporary measure, but it mm-hmm. might help over, you know, 4 to 6 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that how often you can give?
It depends on the bloodstream. Again, you'd have to be screened to see how often would be the best time. But
yeah.
Okay. All right, Karen, thanks for the call. Hope that helps.
Thank you, Dr. Sherman. You've been very helpful.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.